We're back. It's time for the good stuff, right, Mike?
Why, oh my, it is.
Indeed. First, let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're not already receiving your copy, you better sit up straight and listen here for a minute. They're not flashy, fancy, multicolored magazine. No, they focus on what matters. They just provide you with the latest in ag news, connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? Readers like it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry, and that's what they provide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Time for your history lesson.
Okay.
1946, President Harry Truman didn't sign the National School Lunch Act just out of kindness. He did it because World War II recruits were showing up too skinny to hold a rifle.
Really?
The military rejected thousands of men for malnutrition, sparking a federal panic to bulk up America's youth for combat. Ironically, the program designed to cure underweight soldiers now struggles to fight an obesity epidemic in the exact same cafeterias.
That's right.
Think about that little
That's
history.
That's kind of a somber situation.
Yeah. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says, come and visit us here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com, find out the 50 things to do and more. If you like waterfalls, you know there are over 200 waterfalls along the Niobrara River, including Smith Falls, the state's tallest waterfall. Or go southwest of Valentine on the Snake River and it's Snake Falls, and that's the largest by volume in the state of Nebraska. And I know you can find pictures online or just go to visitvalentine.com and find out the facts.
Indeed. Oh, I've got some more of those idiot sightings. Are you ready?
Roll.
The stoplight on the corner buzzes when it's safe to cross the street. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was crossing with an intellectually challenged coworker of mine. She asked if I knew what the buzzer was for. I explained that it signals blind people when the light is red. Appalled, she responded, what on earth are blind people doing driving?
That's a blonde joke. That wasn't a blonde joke, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
She was a probation officer in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got another one at a goodbye luncheon for an old and dear coworker who was leaving the company due to downsizing. Our manager commented cheerfully, this is fun. We should do this more often. Not another word was spoken. We all just looked at each other with that deer in the headlights stare. This was a lunch at Texas Instruments.
Oh, no.
That was not good.
Oh, no.
Oh, I better finish up with a couple more. I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself and for the sake of her life couldn't understand why her system would not light up.
Well, you got to make sure you turn it on.
Good point. Yeah, that's what she needed. That's what she needed to do, Mike. That's right. And a deputy with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office came up with that one. They walk among us and they have babies. For all of us who are seniors, a little for us. The reason why baby diapers have brand names like Loves and Huggies, while undergarments for older people are called Depends. I'll tell you why that is.
I don't think I want to know.
When babies poop in their diapers, people are still going to love them and hug them.
Oh, that's ouch.
Yeah, when old people poop in their diapers, the reaction depends on who's in the will.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty bad. Shirley Schumann shared that.
The little things. Too often we don't realize what we have until it's gone. Too often we wait too late to say, I'm sorry, or I was wrong. Sometimes it seems we hurt the ones we hold dearest to our hearts, and we allow foolish things to tear our lives apart. Far too many times we let unimportant things into our minds, and then it's usually too late to see what's made us blind. Be sure that you let people know how much they mean to you. Take that time to say the words before your time is through. Be sure that you appreciate everything you've got, and be thankful for the little things in life that mean a lot. I don't have the author on that. It's just called The Little Things.
And that's a cute little piece. Are part-time band leaders semiconductors? Can you buy an entire chess set in a pawn shop?
No, only the pawns.
Daylight savings time. Why are they saving it? And more importantly, where do they keep it?
They have a daylight savings time bank somewhere at Fort Knox.
There you go. Did Noah keep his bees in archives?
No.
Do jellyfish get gas from eating jelly beans?
Nope, absolutely not.
Oh, do pilots take crash courses?
They practice emergencies.
And do stars clean themselves with meteor showers?
I don't think so. All right. Thanks for sharing those today. And thanks for listening, everybody out there, to the good stuff.